Watch, former Amash supporter, you have no future in this district as a Republican. By Kyle Morris on May 29, 2019. A woman voter who attended a town hall event Tuesday for Representative Justin Amash Army, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, accused him of political grandstanding in his calls to impeach President Trump and claimed he only wants to benefit from it to raise his national profile. I think a lot of the people here who are cheering and applauding your courage most likely didn't vote for you. The woman told Amash, who represents Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, which includes Grand Rapids. I, on the other hand, voted for you in every election since 2010, she continued. And in fact, I worked on your first campaign in 2010. I knocked on hundreds of doors for you. I made hundreds of poll calls for you, inviting people to your events to meet you. I made tons of personal phone calls to friends to vote you in when you were running against a bunch of other people. So I was there for you from the very beginning. I'm not sure how many people applauding your courage were. But I would like to say that since that time I have changed my position on you, she said. You have spent the last 2 years failing to do your job, which is to directly represent the popular will of your constituents, she told Amash. Amash challenged her on that point, saying his job is to uphold the Constitution. Those are not mutually exclusive, do you realize that? She replied. The woman then rebutted Amash's argument for impeachment, calling his claims that Trump obstructed justice baseless. You further know that impeachment would tear this country apart if it went through and he was removed from office, she said. It would cause a political upheaval in this country that people in this generation have never seen before, a possible civil war. You rest safe in the knowledge that that will not happen, that he won't be removed from office, she continued. So you get to make the political grandstanding that raises your national profile. You are now a national household name. That's called political capital. And you are hoping to launch your star bigger and brighter than District 3. She continued, you just talked about how you did better in District 3 than Trump. Do you want to talk about how the last election you got the least amount of support that you've ever had because you haven't supported the MAGA agenda? It's your right to support whatever you want, but you also know you have no future in this district because of that, as a Republican. So you want to go bigger and brighter, the woman added. She went on to question Amash about the FISA abuses. Every phone call, every email, every personal conversation for a year was spied upon and recorded, she said. Amash responded and said his tweets regarding his claims of obstruction of justice and Attorney General Barr misrepresenting Mueller's report were not really refutable. Mueller himself issued a letter to Barr saying you are misleading the people, Amash added. Amash also called the woman's claims on FISA abuse an excuse. The FISA only relates to one part of the investigation, Amash said. The rest of that investigation does not relate to that FISA. Amash also claimed no one has fought harder against FISA abuse than himself. Watch the entire town hall event. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.